And that music means it is a Tech Tuesday, and it is now sponsored. We'd like to welcome Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business, who is now a proud sponsor of Tech Tuesday.
Well, a sponsor. You say proud. We'll find out. We're hoping.
Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor. You can find her at CNET.com. Bridget, it's all about the online shopping, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and what else is there?
Well, I feel like it's all just rolled into one week of sales.
Yep.
You know, but, I mean, a good thing is that this is, I mean, every year we kind of go through this at CNET, looking at all the deals, because it does get crazy. You're like balancing in-store versus on the app. It is a better time to shop online now more than before. We're seeing more doorbusters online at Best Buy and Walmart, and they're kind of comparable to what they have in the store. So you don't have to, like, you know, you can actually digest your turkey, is what I'm saying, and then be on the computer. And then we're also seeing free shipping at Best Buy and Target. Normally, these big box stores, they do a lot to bring you in physically, but online, it's not too shabby. And especially with those same stores, normally it's always, you know, go on Amazon only, but and then Cyber Monday is the big thing for online shopping, but at least maybe the whole weekend really is online shopping.
Bridget, what's in it for them to have so many of their sales done on that day? I know it's a huge sales day, but wouldn't it be better to spread it out for a company to have just a really good month as opposed to a really good day?
Have you been in a mall this week? Like last weekend, I was in the mall, and I feel like the word Black Friday was still in front of every single store.
Yeah.
But, you know, they really want to make it sweeten the deal because they know you physically might want to do the hunt, and it's exciting to actually get you in the store and to accidentally, or rather to entice you to maybe unintentionally buy that accessory that's overpriced, like the HDMI cable that's $30, and you should never do that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so that's a little bit of the incentive, maybe to get you to go, oh, I wasn't thinking about also stopping in the clothing store later in the day and getting those shoes, you know, but I'm already here for the TV, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That said, they know more people are shopping online, and sometimes the deals are kind of comparable, but the better ones are usually in the store when it comes to Thursday and Friday.
All right, but it did start early, as you mentioned, and you also mentioned people liking to go out on the hunt. I am sick of hunting. It is so much easier to just Google whatever it is you want, and a lot of places, I know Best Buy will meet Amazon's price as long as it's the exact same item. A lot of them will, and like PS4 is going on. It's like $299, but everyone is offering it for $100 off now. Why don't they just offer it then for $199?
Well, at least when you're at that, you know, cash register, you know, on that day, they want to make sure that, you know, that day, you know, is the same comparable price. So, yeah, they will honor more than just Amazon. They'll honor, like, if Walmart's got the same price or Target's got the same price. You know, they all kind of do that. And you'll annoy people by making the line longer. But, hey, you're saving money, so who cares?
And sometimes it's a considerable amount.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's actually a sale on some items going on right now that you don't have to wait for a thing. There's a lot of no-name TVs that we'll fight over, and we kind of lay it out on CNET that, like, they're just junk. You know, those, like, $70 32-inch TVs, you know, like, you're getting junk there. But if you want a really good TV, we actually have one that we refuse, one of the best screens you'll ever see, on sale now for the lowest price. It's a 55-inch LG OLED, and the price everywhere has gone down to $1,500. It's a lot for a TV.
What was it normally, Bridget?
Or, like over 2,000.
Was it? All right, so that's a significant savings. Good.
Right. So our reviewer said, you know, if you were thinking about pulling the trigger on getting for yourself, like, a really great OLED, this is the one to get because it's the best value for picture quality. It's true black. When we're reviewing TVs, it's how black is the black pixel, and it is true black. So that had our reviewer pretty excited. And those things, yeah, they start ahead of time because you're not going to fight over something that's $1,500. You know, it's going on right now.
Bridget, has anyone ever done a study to see how much of that money that's spent on Black Friday is spent people buying things for themselves as opposed to gifts for other people? Have they ever done that study?
You know, I haven't seen something like that, but I can tell you, like, anecdotally, everyone's always hunting for themselves.
Sure.
And going, oh, wait, I got to get something for my friends.
Two for me, and one then, for you.
Right. Well, you know, Amazon did a big thing last year with their tablets, you know, saying, hey, it's cheaper if you buy five of these really cheap tablets.
Five.
I had a lot of people I knew who were just giving, like, tablets as gifts to everyone because of that, you know.
Wow.
And their Fire 7 tablet this year is just $30 on sale. And so if you're looking at deals and you see someone go, oh, this no-name tablet's cheap, stay away. Most of the time, a no-name tablet is absolute junk. But with Amazon, if you want a cheap tablet, just go get an Amazon tablet. You know, it's $30, and we review them. They're not too bad, you know. So it's normally $50. And those sales kind of run starting Thanksgiving until they sell out.
And go to CNET.com. It started long ago when I was buying, I can't even remember what, but you guys do tests and reviews on everything. I know last year I was looking for a wireless Bluetooth speaker for my husband, and I got the JBL Clip 2, which I notice is on your list for a good buy this year. That thing is awesome.
Oh, yeah. We have a couple of those on our, like, a good, like, they're under $50. They're good. Like, I wouldn't call everything a stocking stuffer. It's just sometimes they're just small and good, you know, but they're just like decent, you know, speakers. I mean, speakers are always a great gift. Amazon even has one. If you want to go really cheap, you know, they have ones that are waterproof, rugged, and it's the Amazon brand, you know, but it's like a $20 speaker. So these things are great add-on gifts.
And I guess it wasn't the Clip 2, but it was a JBL. It looks like a cylindrical thing that I got last year. It doesn't clip on anything. But I was thinking about, I think it was $99. I could get him another one this year. And seriously, you could put it on each side of the room. It's that good. It sounds unbelievable. So that's a good gift.
Mm-hmm. If you want other things, we have the headphones. They can be very expensive. We have, like, a list of things that are, like, under 20, under 50. If you want something, Skull Candy makes one called Grind, $35 on your ear headphones. And there's even some that have funky names that you would never think about normally. One's called Creative Sound Blaster Jam. The name sounds like it's out of the 90s. This is like a basic pair of headphones that we have found that sound great for the price, $25. You know, so these, you know, you don't have to necessarily go with like the high-end Beats everything. You know, things can still sound good and be cheaper.
And that's what I love about CNET. You will be honest and say, yeah, don't waste your money on this, or yeah, this is a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, what's the one thing that everybody wants that you just can't find anywhere, no matter where you look? It's sold out. You're never going to find it in time for the holidays. Is there something like that?
There's some, I wouldn't say never, because I like to have that Christmas.
Sure, you're very optimistic.
Yeah. But it looks like it's going to be hard to get the Nintendo Switch.
Still.
Oh, it's so fun. I bought one for each kid for graduation presents, because they each graduated this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I got in and waited to pounce, because they made some available. I can't believe it is still hard to find that.
Also, have you heard of Fingerlings? I have one on my finger right now at my
desk. What is that?
These little robot monkeys that are $15. They're made by the toy company Wowie.
And why do you have one on your finger right now?
Can't get it off. It's attacking Bridget. We're calling 911, Bridget. Stay where you are.
No, seriously, I have seen knockoffs already at the mall. Those, like, mall kiosks,
they have
Chinese knockoffs, and I wouldn't get a knockoff because I don't know if that monkey's going to catch fire or something like a hoverboard. But I would say that these $15 Fingerlings monkeys, they're kind of just motion sensitive. And so you tap their head, and they giggle and, you know, do monkey sounds and shake their head back and forth. You swing them up and down. It's the kind of thing that a kid, I'm sure, would love to bring to school, show off their little pet, and then, you know, hang it on their desk. And because it's so cheap and everyone's talking about it, they already have knockoffs and it's hard to get.
Is this better than getting a real monkey?
You've always wanted a monkey.
I want a helper
monkey.
Maybe
you should get one of these.
I might get one.
Today's your birthday.
Less smelly.
I'm getting one.
Smelly,
all right. There's a positive. Well, Bridget, thanks so much. You, as always, really appreciate it.
No problem. Always fun.
Happy Bridget Thanksgiving.
Carey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bridget. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. It's right there on your computer. Go to CNET.com.
And sponsored by Illinois Tech's Stewart School of Business.